Places like Capital One and Discover have student cards that'll start you off with a small amount, and you can go there to start off your credit journey. You don't believe me? I'm somebody who, when I turned 18, I had fucking $40,000 worth of debt, mortgages, car repos, all thanks to good old Madre. And the crazy fucking thing is how important Social Security and credit is. And they didn't know that I was a kid in 2005 purchasing a fucking house and a car. And they were so quick to send me the bill. And it's fucked up because my only options at the time were press charges on my mother or pay off the debt. I can admit all this now because now the debt is paid. And obviously I couldn't press charges on my mom. But somebody whose credit was fucked up super, that's where I started. This is Let's Talk Varela, and this episode is brought to you by Hydra Affirmations. Remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examine the inner me extensively. And on today's episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about something that is really important because it's like, shit, I grew up in the hood in Stockton, North Side, South Side. I grew up out east. I have family on Pixie one point in time. And it's like, the fact of the matter is, sometimes you have to understand that growing up in the hood, having family that's not really good up with money, having family that's not really ambitious, should not mold who you are as an individual. All too often, we always get sidetracked by, man, I am a product of my environment. I'm hard, super thugging because of my family's this way, or my brothers is this way, or I got to run through walls because I got to be this way and my mom's this way. It's like sometimes you got to sit and ask yourself, who are you as an individual? Who are you as a person? What makes you happy? Because I know for the longest time, I used to just have a negative outlook on the world. I was at a dead end job. I wasn't really great in my mind. And I had to sit and understand that, you know what? The main reason I feel that I didn't have a goal or I wasn't accomplishing anything is because I've never seen anybody achieve or accomplish something on the level that I wanted to achieve. Like, yeah, I have an aunt. She's in college, extremely smart, super bookworm. But it's like, for the most part, the only examples I ever had was motherfuckers that was hustling and would lose money or shit, found out that family that was in high corporate positions ended up scamming and losing their jobs. And it's like, I didn't know that, man, I could become successful on my own if I want it, if I grind for it, if I fucking bite down and cut out everything that's distracting me, meaning that one day I'm going in this direction, getting offended by everything, letting life come at me, not going for what I want in a job and a career, not pursuing anything entrepreneurial on the other side. And then I really had to identify that, man, this is the Dwayne Jackson that is heading north because of the baggage that I was given, the pats on the back to keep me in this direction. And I didn't realize that everybody patting me on the back was pushing me in their point of view, in their perspective on life, and how they foreseen how my life should have been, until I had to stop full force and walk against the crowd, walk against everything that I thought was the normality. And any advice that somebody gave me that was not in a position in life that I would trade my life for, or a position in life that I would want to grind for, I honestly simply ignored. And it was easy to do that because I've never seen somebody fail when they give something their all, because for the most part, I've always been taught that you can't accomplish something in a job because of race. You can't do something because you're black. You can't do something because you're fucking uneducated. And the fact of the matter is, if you blindfold everybody in the corporate world, everybody in the regular world, everybody in the streets, and yell out a bunch of areas like, hey, if you guys like to smoke, if you guys are corporate, if you guys like cats, you guys like dogs, and everybody just went in these directions based on what they like and what their mind actually can coexist with, you'll start to understand that you're going to be surrounded in giant pools and meshes of people. So instead of saying, man, Dwayne, you can never be somebody in a high paying job, You can never learn how to trade. You can never sell your artwork. It's like, you know what? Somebody with my circumstances, with the lifestyle that I was given, with the toxic family I was getting, with the constant hate and negativity that was thrown my way, you really have to understand, fuck them. People will always radiate on you what they foresee in themselves. So somebody negative, never ask them for advice. Somebody older than you, fucking working at a retail job in your family, it's like, yeah, they know what they did wrong, but at the end of the day, I can't take advice from you because I know if I give my all at doing my podcast, selling my artwork, going to work, working my 12 hours a day, coming home to my woman and catering to her and spending time with her, still waking up at 6 a.m. to day trade every single morning, still is not stopping me from accomplishing my goals. Because when I first started trading, when I first started my job, when I first started repairing things in my relationship, everything came with planting that seed, watering it, waiting for it to grow, nurturing it. And then you really start to reap the benefits of, man, I'm tired as fuck from waking up every day at 6 a.m. And then a trade goes good, and then that makes my entire week, and I feel so much better about it. Or, man, I'm extremely beat from work, but then the person that makes me happy, that brings light to my life, is at home waiting on me with a hot cooked meal. It's like you really have to stop worrying about the things that are bad and really start focusing on what's good. Because just like manifestation, whatever you think about constantly will come into fruition. So anything negative, ignore. Anything negative, anything bad, any argument should always be a blip in your life, a blip, a millisecond. Yeah, that might sound crazy. You might be somebody who holds grudges. But at the end of the day, every situation should be foreseen as, look, if I think about this situation a lot more, then I'm going to manifest more arguments. If I think about how mad I am at my job, I'm going to be madder at my job. If I think about the amount of money that I don't have all the time, I'm not going to have any more money. It's like you have to understand that, look, this is what I want out of life. I'm only going to look at the positives. Every situation has a positive, no matter what the hell is going on, like anything and everything. And it's like when it comes to understanding, okay, what I want out of life, what I want for myself, you have to identify that, look, nobody can do what I do. I've never seen somebody like me fail at what I want to achieve. It's always good to look at people's accomplishments, pat them on the back, but you should never feel envy. You should never feel jealousy. Don't let the trick of social media trick you out of your blessings, because social media was put in the world to make people constantly compare themselves, to make you depressed about your job, to make you depressed about your spouse, to make you depressed about things in your life that are really fucking good. Because shit, I can go on YouTube right now and find somebody exactly my age making $1 million off YouTube, but how can I be insecure when I didn't start when he started? We don't have the same exact topics. I don't know the circumstances that built his YouTube or around the time period he made it. It's like, there's so much people that goes into the unknown for folks to make so many crazy straight up judgments off a situation based off the face value of what they see. So it's like, you really have to worry about you. You really have to worry about, okay, what can I achieve for myself? Think about it like this, guys. I'm gonna just simplify it because it's like, this is a topic where it was something that, you know, I feel strongly about, because a lot of friends I have, a lot of family member I grew up with that fucking came from the hood like me. We've been shot at together. Our dad's been to jail together. We done broken the houses and done all kind of stupid ass shit together. It's like those guys are still dealing with those circumstances because they tell me, man, Wayne, I can't make it out because this is all I know. And it's like, I always have to remind them that what you know isn't always your life. And to take a step back, what I was talking about with the pulls with the blindfolds, I had to understand that, look, if I want to be a trader, I can't be the little nigga from the hood who just knows hood shit and just knows drugs and addiction and just knows motherfuckers who went to jail. And a lot of motherfuckers ain't really make shit out their life. It's like, I really began to understand that, look, if I want to learn how to trade, I got to fucking dive deep into fucking books, study hard on a computer. I'm going to lose a lot of money, and I have to be ready to understand the education that that's going to take to make me successful. When I started pursuing my art again, I had to understand, I had to change the different mediums to attract a different audience, to change how I develop my artwork to make it better. Because the reality of it is, folks, I truly don't believe that there are, like, yeah, there's people like, look, let me simplify so I don't say nothing crazy as fuck. So majority of people who are poor have a poor ideology, a poor outlook on life, a victim mindset. Like, it's fucking crazy that I'm sitting here talking about this, because I was like the most toxic little piece of shit that you could ever think of. Verbally abusive, mentally abusive, just a mean ass fucking guy to be around. And it's like, honestly, it really took for me to understand that, damn, I just keep manifesting what I'm used to. But I want peace. I want success. I want wealth. I want stability. And understanding that my wants were overpowering everything that I was used to, then I start appreciating life more, being thankful more, praying more. It's crazy. It sounds crazy as fuck, but if you want everything around you to change, you have to change how you look at everything. You want your habitats to change. So then I really had to understand that, look, any lifestyle that you want, you can achieve it if you do the work that it takes to achieve that lifestyle. A lot of people want a Rolls Royce, Bugatti, Lamborghini, but how many of you develop the skills and capabilities to be able to earn that car? It's not about having the money. If I give you $1 million today and you don't know how to make $1 million on your own, why would you go buy a $500,000 car, right? When the reality of it is, look, let me learn how to make $50,000 consistently on my own every couple of months. And then eventually I'll be able to get up to that million. And now I know how to manage, I know how to invest, and I know how to handle that million. So before you start to get in your life, like, look, Dwayne, it's not that easy. We need more money out here for us to have a better life. Check this out. When it comes to jobs, you can always quit your job and go find a better job. You don't belong to anybody. You don't belong anywhere. It's all about you reside where the money is. I know sometimes it's all about having a kid and having that stability in your life, but the reality of it is don't sell yourself short. Don't content. Contentment is how you repent. Change your mindset. That's how you will change your environment. So to end this episode, I want you guys to understand, look, if I come from the hood, I don't always have to have that hood man, hood gritty, stay in the hood, spend a lot of money mentality. Learn how to build your credit. If you're somebody who doesn't know where to start, places like Capital One and Discover have student cards that'll start you off with a small amount. And you can go there to start off your credit journey. You don't believe me? I'm somebody who, when I turned 18, I had fucking $40,000 worth of debt. Fucking mortgages, car repos, all thanks to good old Madre. And the crazy fucking thing is how important Social Security and credit is. And they didn't know that I was a kid in 2005 purchasing a fucking house and a car. And they were so quick to send me the bill. And it's fucked up because my only options at the time were press charges on my mother or pay off the debt. I can admit all this now because now the debt is paid and obviously I couldn't press charges on my mom, but somebody whose credit was fucked up super, that's where I started, because don't go fucking buy jewelry. That's stupid. Don't go try to buy a car. That's fucking dumb. Get you a small car. Use everything for that card. Don't do a charge card. If you do a charge card, you put $400 on there, your limit's only the $400. It'll never go above that. You start off with a Capital One card, start off at $200. Look, guys, if you're watching my podcast right now and you've made it this far, then I might as well just keep it all the way at $120. If you start off with that Capital One card, $200, use it for everything. Dude, I've literally been able to open up now 3 credit cards, and I was at a point where I couldn't fucking open a card at all. I got a Discover, I got an Amex, I got a Capital, and shit, that's all you fucking need. And I started off with fucked up credit, hella in debt. If I could do it, you can surely do it. If you haven't watched my other snippet at all, and you sitting here and you watching this video and you like, look, Wayne, I'm somebody who a doughboy. Like, I like to be in the streets. I like to hustle. I don't know how to do what you do, bro. I don't know how to make videos. If you watch my last snippet, you know that I told you how, if you know how to break down a pound, then you know how to do social media marketing. How is that exactly? I'll explain it again real quick. Pound, $1,000. You sell it for $1,300. Your profit is now $300. What would have been the best route for you to take that pound, take that 1 hour video and diversify it? If you break it down into ounces, you break it down into halves, you break it down into eighths, you break it down into nickels, you break it down into nugs, right? That's 5 minute videos, 10 minute videos. That's on TikTok. That's on YouTube. That's on Instagram. That's on Telegram. That's fucking you creating little memes. That's you creating little GIFs. That's you taking the big pound and breaking it up. And now guess what? Instead of you waiting on my video on my YouTube channel that drops every 2 weeks on Forella Fridays, then you know for a fact, okay, I can look at this video, I can look at this pound and see that it has 80 views. Okay, cool. But who cares about the 80 views when already got 1,000 on a snippet, already got 2,000 on the reel, already got another 3,000 on the trailer. So if the main video, after all those snippets, after all the highlights, after all the hottest points, get thousands of views and the main video get 40, 50, it doesn't matter how many buyers I have for the pound when I just made all these customers off of breaking the P down. That's marketing. Take that video, diversify it. Take that product, diversify it. So after, it's like after everything, you really have to understand, look, y'all, Capital One Discover is the best way to start off. Look, this is all a disclaimer. None of this shit is advice that you should take from me, but this is definitely really, really fucking good advice. I'm just saying, Capital One Student Card, check it out. Discover Student Card, check it out. Because through all that, it fucking help me get my 3 cards, and I'm somebody who got my taxes taken all the time. So if I can do it, you 100% can do it too. And just to let you guys know that you can create your own circumstances. I just told you, if you know how to fucking break down a pound, then you know exactly how to market a video. You know exactly how to diversify something. If you're a rapper or you're an artist, if you're putting something out on social, guys, get your credit right, because the amount of cash you have does not matter if your credit is not right. Also, another piece of really good advice is understand what the word rich means for you. I used to think that being rich was about having nice cars, having nice clothes, having nice jewelry, but I really just prefer traveling. Like, I like that we travel so much, and I'll be somewhere, nobody knows who I am, I'm in flip-flops, regular, I'm chilling, I don't gotta pop out, I'm not wearing no designer, I'm in something comfy, cozy, and just color coordinated with my old lady. Like, I'm chilling, and I used to think it was about the big house and the big car and the big look at me, look at me, look at me. But it's like, bro, I would rather be waking up in a cabin on or a freaking bungalow in Barbados next to a river. And to wrap this episode up, this is Let's Talk Forella. If you guys like artwork, anything crazy, you should check out some of my artwork at Forella Galleria. It's on Instagram or not. Don't check it out. Hydro Affirmations. We've been doing a lot of collaborations with schools, a lot of schools in Tracy, football, baseball teams. We got water bottles going out to the kids. So if you guys are a team whose team colors fit the Hydro Affirmations game time bottles, why don't you guys send us a message, send us an email, and let us know how many kids you got on the team. We'd love to bless you and we'd love to take care of you. So remember, it's game time. Grind and mentally examining the intermix sensibly, and have a great day.